Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today I want to talk about one of the oldest performance management practices and how it may be responsible for some problems at a major American corporation. This week over on CNBC.com, a pretty major piece dropped on the workplace culture at Facebook, for years one of America's top, best, greatest places to work. But after a really tough 2018, on a number of fronts, they've seen both their market value and their employee morale both decline. There's a ton of detail in the CNBC report, but one of the primary contributing factors that led CNBC to describe the workplace culture at Facebook as quote-unquote cult-like is the company's approach to managing employee performance. Two specific performance management practices were called out for having potentially negative or detrimental impacts on culture and engagement. The first is Facebook's requirement that employees solicit 5 peers and the company to provide feedback on their performance 2 times a year. This feedback can be given to the employee or to the employee's manager and is kept confidential and, importantly, cannot be questioned or challenged. Critics of the process claim it leads employees to having to make sure that they kind of buddy up to a number of their colleagues in order to ensure only positive feedback is given, and it serves to hide or suppress any negative feedback or even just honest and open dialogue or criticism. But the second and probably more important performance management practice in place at the company is a familiar one, the now infamous stack ranking of GE and Microsoft fame. Under Facebook's stack ranking process, employees are placed, after a lengthy talent calibration exercise, into one of 7 performance categories, with semi-strict percentage quotas and limits for each category being enforced by management. For example, the top performance category, or the highest grade, is given to fewer than 5% of employees, while a grade of, say, exceeds is said not to exceed about 35% of the staff. The CNBC piece cites several anonymous former Facebook employees who indicated that they felt like they had to invent or stress overly negative feedback and comments for employees in order to avoid having too many of their teams in a given performance category, which is a common problem with just about all stack ranking systems. While in some circumstances and company cultures, say heavy sales-driven cultures, for example, stack ranking can and does work fairly well in setting expectations and managing employee performance. But in complex, creative, technical companies like Facebook, the practice almost always leads to infighting, internal politics, favor trading, and ultimately unhappy teams and individuals. GE and Microsoft both eventually shifted away from stack ranking. It will be interesting to see if this CNBC piece and the other problems at Facebook will eventually lead them to do the same. Really fascinating stuff, and a look how a fundamental HR and talent management practice, like performance management, is impacting a major organization. Will be very interesting to see how this plays out. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.